Psalm number 51 is where we come to this evening, 51. This is the greatest of the penitential psalms. It is rightly the best known. Psalm 51, and we begin at verse 1 to verse number 7, to God's glory. Well, let us pray together, shall we? Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we sing that great penitential psalm because it speaks to the real issue of what repentance is and how dangerous and grievous sin is in and of itself. But what it does to us, the destructive nature of sin, the overpowering influence, the almost irresistible impulses that sin pours out upon us and rises up within us. And we acknowledge that we are like David. But so often we fail to recognize that we are like David, as he confesses in that great psalm that he was born in sin, conceived in sin, shaped in iniquity, and his very nature from the very moment of its existence and conception was a sinful thing and unclean. And the sins that he committed in his life are simply inevitable in a sense and only to be expected given the circumstances of his times and the circumstances of his position. And so we read in the scriptures the honesty with which God's people, even the best, are altogether unprofitable servants in and of ourselves. And our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us of this also. And yet we do not go about moping, as it were, because the message of the scripture and the message of the psalm indeed is a message of mercy. And we are glad that David begins his great psalm of confession not by emphasizing the ugliness and the seriousness of sin, but emphasizing the almighty mercy and the loving kindness of the Lord. According to thy loving kindness, O Lord, have mercy upon me. And so in the depths of his convictions, David never lost sight that God was a merciful God, and that sinners can call upon mercy, and God delights in mercy. And even for the chief of sinners, mercy can be found, as it were, for the asking. And those who ask shall receive, and those who seek shall find. And those who knock, to them the door of the kingdom of heaven will be opened. And so we pray that as we sing these psalms and consider this evening a truth of the scripture similar to the psalm, that nonetheless we will rejoice in the Lord and be glad that the gospel is the gospel, good news, not bad news, not emphasizing sin, but emphasizing salvation. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that whilst we would never ignore or minimize or deny sin, we pray that we would not dwell upon it to the point where we are dishonoring God, because he reminds us that the life that he desires of us is that we should run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus. And looking unto him, because he took our sin in his own body on the tree. So as we gather here yet again, we pray that the word of the scripture would be to us the word of life as it is intended to be, a word of strengthening in life, a word of sanctification, a word of guidance, a word of instruction, a word of motivation, a word of consolations, a word of rebuke, to be sure, but a word also of reminding us that God has dealt with sin, and those who believe in Christ, the issue of sin is over and done with in that regard. So we give thanks, our gracious God, that throughout the ages the Christian communities have gathered around the word, living by faith, strengthened by faith, enlightened for the life that is tomorrow and the life that is to come, emboldened and strengthened for the temptations of life, the big decisions and the little daily accumulated decisions piling up. Always we need grace to do God's will and mercy when we fail. So we give thanks, O God, that the gospel is a message of hope and not of despair, that it is the law that brings conviction and offers no remedy. It is the gospel that also brings conviction but gives the remedy. And so our prayer is praise. So we thank the Lord for so great a gift, our Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're going to read now in Psalm number 50. Psalm number 50. and reading the whole psalm. Number 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above and to the earth, that he may judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, those that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings, to have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God says, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldst take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instruction and cast my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou contendest with him, and hast been partakers, consented with him, not contended, consented to go with him, and hast been partaker with adulterers. Thou hast given thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother, thou slanderest thine own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thought that I was altogether such a one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifies me, and to him that orders his conversation aright, I will show the salvation of God. And so on, amen. Now we shall continue to sing to God's glory in Psalm number 51, and from verse 8 to 15.
Oh,
Oh,
Thank you, Donald. Coughing myself now.